Pure Dog Talk is the voice of purebred dogs. We talk to the legends of the sport and give you the tips and tools to create an awesome life with your purebred dog. From showing to preservation breeding, from competitive obedience to field work, from agility to therapy dogs, and all the fun in between, your passion is our purpose. Pure Dog Talk is brought to you by the Era Media Group, publishers of ShowSite Magazine. Together, we are strong supporters of the American Kennel Club and the preservation of our purebred dogs. Okay, crew, before we get into today's show, I am super excited to tell you about something new here at Pure Dog Talk. We know breeders are the lifeblood of our sport. We celebrate and honor our master breeders. So we're bringing you Breeders' Voice. Breeders' Voice sits down with top breeders, sharing their secrets, how they got where they are, the joys, and maybe even the heartbreaks. If you haven't had a chance, click the Don't Miss an Episode button so you'll get these in-depth articles delivered free along with your podcast. Sign up on our Facebook page or at puredogtalk.com. Welcome to Pure Dog Talk. I'm your host, Laura Reeves, and I'm joined this evening by a young lady by the name of Claire Seabor, and we are going to talk about junior showmanship and other fun stuff that you do with your dog. And the American Kennel Club has a new award for this in the Junior Versatility Program that encourages young people to work with their dogs in more than just junior showmanship. So I'm really excited to talk to Claire. This is a brand new thing for the American Kennel Club. So Claire, you are one of the first people to be awarded this, correct?
Correct.
That is super cool. So talk to us. Give us the 411. How old are you?
I'm 17. I've been showing dogs since I was 8. My first breed was a Chinese Crested, and I had her as a 6-month-old puppy, and she was my first junior's dog as well. Then I got into Tibetan Spaniels, and we still breed Tibetan Spaniels here and there as well. That was my sister's, not her first dog, but that's the dog that she still shows. And then when I was 12, maybe, I decided that I did not want a little dog anymore. So my sister had started in Brittany's. That was her first dog. And we had Captain, who is now my dog, in the backyard. And my mom said, if you want a sporting dog, then we have one in the backyard and you can go train him. So I did.
Good
and
deal.
I've been in Brittany's since then.
Very good. Now, was your family involved in dogs? How did you, like, decide this is what you wanted to do with your time?
My mom did obedience a while back before my older sister was born, and my sister had surgery when she was younger and wasn't able to compete in sports like most younger kids could. So my godmother, who also did obedience with my mom, suggested that she do dog shows. So she started, and then about a year later is when I got my first dog and started there.
Excellent. Well, dogs definitely will keep us out of trouble. I started the age you started, so it's a good thing to do. So your Brittany's, you do junior showmanship. Do you also do confirmation or just junior showmanship?
So I do confirmation with them. Captain, who was my first Brittany, I did confirmation with him. I finished his grand championship, and he was in the top 20 for 3 consecutive years. He's taken 2 award of merits at the national and award of merit at summer specialty and best in specialty as well.
My goodness, and that was all with you showing him?
Yes.
That's very cool.
And then I bred him and got my younger boy, who is Sailor, and he is who I got the versatile award with.
So I want to come back and talk about this award in a little bit, but I love the fact that you were involved with Hunt Test. So was that something that you wanted to do, or was that to meet the requirements, or how did that come about?
It was something that I wanted to do. Sailor still is a very, very active dog, and I finished his championship, but he wasn't quite ready to be a special. He hadn't filled out all the way. He was still puppy-ish. So my godmother is the show secretary for the big national field trial. So they've been doing field trials, and we actually have 2 of their field English setters. But I thought, well, maybe I can see if Sailor has any basic instinct. So we talked to my godmother about it, and she gave us the name of a trainer that could help me out getting him started. And we went and saw her and put him on some birds, and he loved it. So we started with a hunt test, and he got his junior hunter pretty quickly. His last leg of his junior hunter, he finished with all 9s and 10s.
Good job.
Thank you. And actually right now he's at his field trial handler, and we're working on getting his dual championship.
Very cool. So have you gotten to handle him in the field trials at all? Do you get to go ride and watch him run? How does that for you?
I did get to handle him in one field trial. He's only been in one. And I got to ride in the gallery on the braces before me.
Mm-hmm.
And I do handle him when it comes to the field trials and hunt tests. I just don't have enough experience to train him for that. But I'm going to go work with him with his field trial handler. So I do get to handle him, and I do get to ride on horseback and do all that fun stuff. And I enjoy it, too. It's something different for me. It's a lot more different than handling in the show ring. So it's exciting. It's something new to learn that the both of us have gotten to learn together.
I come from German wire pointers and horseback field trials, so I just love it. I'm like, there's a 17-year-old kid out there that wants to do this. This is awesome. So what's your favorite? Like, if you had to pick one and you could only do that one, which would it be?
I would probably stick to the confirmation, but the reason I got him into the hunt test and field trials is because he gives me so much. He does everything that I ask him to do in the ring, and I know that's not his favorite thing to do. He would much rather be running around like a lunatic and finding birds. So it's something, as long as he does whatever I ask him to do in the ring, then he gets to go and find the birds, and he gets to have a good time too.
That is beautiful. I love that. And you did some rally with him, too. Is that kind of build a foundation, or?
I did. Well, the American Brittany Club has recently started a versatile dog accomplishment, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
In order to get that, you have to have a show championship. You have to have some experience in the field and just pretty much anything else. So Sailor actually titles. He has his grand championship, his Canadian championship, is lure coursing, basic lure coursing, coursing ability, rally novice, junior hunter, and his CGC.
Huge accomplishment for you.
Yeah, it is. And it's something that I'm really proud of because I did all the handling and all of that by myself. So I just got a certificate from the AKC the other day about him being an achiever dog.
Right.
And I did not know that that was something that AKC did, but apparently it is. Is an achiever dog as well.
Yes, they just added the achiever dog, I think just in the last month or two, maybe. So there you go. You and your dog are an achiever.
Yeah.
So now we're going to go back to your Junior Versatility Award. There were 4 young people who were awarded scholarships this year. And this is the first time they've done this, right?
Yes.
So talk a little bit about how junior showmanship, how the dogs, how the events that you are doing with the dogs, how those impact your life. You were scheduling this interview around homework and track practice and all this other stuff.
So the dog shows have been a part of my life since I was 8. So that's something that I never really want to give up. And I know I'm going to have to age out in the next 6 months. And it's really sad, but it's a huge part of my life. I've got 3 shadow boxes full of ribbons. I've got tons of boxes full of ribbons over the past years. It's something that I'm really proud of, and it's something unique that I get to have that not many other people have. And I love my dogs more than anything. So doing the versatile stuff was with Sailor because he was just such a busy dog, and I never did anything like that with my other dogs, but I was not expecting what I was getting when I bred him, and he is just a nut job. But, I mean, he's so smart, and he can pick up on anything so quickly. So I trained him when he was a puppy. I trained him for the show and for rally and all that kind of stuff, and it was just something that I got to do with him and that I'm really proud of, and it's something that I get to treasure for the rest of my life, and knowing that I've done all that with him and that I bred him as well. So we've accomplished a lot together, and I don't know what I would do if I didn't have a dog show every weekend. When I age out and I'll go to college and things like that, I have no idea what I'm going to do on my weekends without having to go to dog shows all the time.
I feel your pain, sister, I tell you. I've been there, done that, but you'll be okay. You'll sneak one in here and there. It'll be all right. So I understand you're coming to Westminster Kennel Club.
Yes.
Is this your first trip to the garden, or how are we doing with that?
It is my first trip. I qualified a long time ago, back when it was 10 first places in an open class against competition to qualify.
Right.
So it's been a long time since they changed it for me to be able to qualify, because the area that I'm in the southeastern area, and it's the hardest competition in the entire nation. So it was really hard having school and track and still being able to go out and show as much as I could and being able to qualify. So this is a really sad story. I qualified 2 years ago, but I missed entries.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was pretty upsetting. And then the next year, I missed it by one. And then this year, I qualified. And it will be my first time going, and I'm super excited about it. And we leave in a couple weeks, and I can't believe that it's coming up this quickly. And I've actually qualified for Westminster 2019.
Very, very good. Good job.
Thank you.
So do you have any side trips planned? I mean, I know the dog show is the big part of it, but you are going to New York. So what are you thinking?
Right. So we're driving up there, and then we have planned for one day of sightseeing and things like that. And I can't stay as long as I'd like to stay because I have to get back to school. But we do have one day blocked off.
Very good. You will enjoy that tremendously. You've been building up to this. You've definitely earned this. And you're taking sailor, right?
I'm taking captain.
Oh, you're taking captain. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Back to the old reliable, right?
Yes. He is in Sky Rock.
That's good. See, that's part of what I wanted to talk about. What are you doing? What are your plans? How are you planning to be competitive?
Well, I've been showing captain for a really long time. He'll be 12 this year. So he's my old man. And, I mean, he sleeps with me every night, and I take him all the time. And he sits in the front seat of the car, and I put him in his pajamas when it's cold, and he's just spoiled rotten. But I know what he's going to do, and I can trust him. I know what every move that he's going to make, and if he's going to mess up, I know how to fix it. So he's the dog that I'm more comfortable with. Sailor is a nut job and good in the ring, but he likes the field better. And going up to New York and not being able to get out and run
right. And
be stupid for a little bit just wound him up. And then when we get in the show ring, I was worried that he wouldn't be able to calm down enough to be able to do what he needed to do. So that's why I'm taking captain this year. But maybe 2019 will be Sailor. Who knows?
Well, I love the story of you and your old dog. That just sort of makes me a little bit teary. So that's awesome. And you don't even have to practice with him, right? Like, that's just all second nature.
It is. It's like brushing my teeth in the morning. I know how to do it. It's something that I've done for a really, really long time. And I know him and he knows me.
That is spectacular. Okay, so what's your best advice? What's your good word for the new juniors that want to encourage them to come and get involved in something that is outside their comfort zone, maybe?
You know, dog shows a lot of responsibility. I mean, I was always responsible for taking care of my own dog. You know, we feed the dog in the morning, we let him out, and it's a huge responsibility to have a dog to take care of. I mean, you have to be careful about everything with them. But it's also something that does teach you good responsibility, and it teaches you good sportsmanship. I mean, you're not going to win every time you walk in the ring. And I certainly have been humbled more than once by that. When you get on a winning streak and you do all this great stuff, and then all of a sudden you can't get a placement in your class. And it's definitely rough, and it's something that you have to just stick to, because if you love it, it's going to pay off in the end. And you have to be willing to do some things that you may not want to do, and to wake up at 4 in the morning and to drive all night and to do what you have to do to make it work. And that's what we've done. And that's how we've gotten to the place that we are now. And I mean, my parents have been great about it. They've let me do pretty much anything with the dogs that I've wanted to do. And they've helped me get to the places that I need to go. Of course, when you're 9 years old, you're going to need the parents to help. But it's certainly something great, and it teaches you a lot of life lessons, and it's fun and it's rewarding most of the time.
Most of the time. Well, there are days. So what specifically about the versatility piece? What specifically about kind of reaching outside? Like you said, you've done juniors all along. Now you've got this new thing with the field work, and you've found that to be really fun. So what would you say to somebody that's got a young dog that, oh, I want to try dock diving, or I want to try agility or whatever?
So when you've got dogs that are really young, especially like the sporting breeds and things like that, that are just so wound up when they're young, you have to find something that gives them an out too. I mean, when we ask our dogs to do a lot for us in the ring, they're not bred to be show dogs, to stand there and be examined all the time. I mean, some people breed them like that, but you always want to stick to what your breed is meant to do. So for me, the Brittany's are meant to hunt. Quail is the game that they hunt. That's what they're bred to do. That's what they're supposed to be able to do. So for me, I always want to stick to what that breed is supposed to do. If I was ever to be a judge, I would look for something that that dog is supposed to do. So for juniors, it's good to build a relationship outside of the show ring with your dog and do something that maybe the dog likes a little bit more. So I've tried dock diving with Sailor, who did not like it very much. But it's something that you've just got to do, you know. If you want to try dock diving, try agility, try rally, obedience, anything. And I mean, if you've got field dogs, go to hunt tests, go to field trials, things like that, because you build a different relationship and it teaches you something new. So I didn't know a lot about field trials until pretty recently, and I still don't know a lot. And I like to learn more about the things that my dog is supposed to be able to do. And he is able to do it. It's breathtaking for me to see him in the field doing what he loves, and it makes me really happy. So I know that he's happy, and I love it.
Awesome. Well, I tell you what, listening to you, Claire, it sounds like me when I was your age. So well done. Well done. Good job. And very best of luck. Hopefully we will see you in New York City at Westminster Kennel Club. Yeah?
Yes.
Excellent. Well, good luck to you and Captain, and I wish you very good success in the field trial world. That is definitely an area where we can use young people coming up. So keep up the good work. That's awesome.
Thank you.
All right. You have a great day. Thanks.
The Dog Show Superintendents Association is a proud supporter of Pure Dog Talk. Our dog show superintendents are the hardworking people who make the dog show function. They are advocates for education and mentorship in the purebred dog fancy. So stop by the Supers desk at your next show. Tell them how much you love Pure Dog Talk and give them a shout out for their support. That's all for today. Thank you for joining us on Pure Dog Talk, brought to you by the Aramedia Group, publisher of ShowSite Magazine, your home for purebred dogs.